Border Hopper presents
Calling Europe, the first pan-European speed podcast.
Welcome everyone to our speed podcast Calling Europe, where we interview vaulters from around the continent. Today I'm talking to you from the Paris region in the midst of the lockdown, and I'm interviewing Julia Anisko. They are from Poland, and we met in Dresden at the very beginning of the Dresden team. We also met again in Sofia at the General Assembly. So hi Julia. Really nice to have you here. How are you doing?
Hi, I am doing wonderful.
That's nice.
I'm also in the midst of a lockdown, but I'm doing quite well for the situation.
How's the lockdown situation in Poland? Actually, are you in Poland right now?
Actually, I am in Cottbus at the moment.
Okay.
Because I do study in Germany. So I am currently residing in Germany, and the lockdown, it's not as extreme as, let's say, it has been before, at least when I was in Poland for the first lockdown. But it is quite the experience.
Nice. Well, really nice to have you here. I'm really happy also to have someone from the LGBTIQ community. You're not the first one we have here. We had Anna Cavallio also already. And yeah, super happy to have this diversity in this podcast.
Yeah, super happy to be here.
All right, so let's jump straight into the first part of our podcast.
The profile.
So, Julia, where in Europe do you live?
I live in Cottbus. That is a city just south of Berlin in the region of Brandenburg in Germany.
And when did you join Volt?
I joined Volt at the beginning of 2018. So I've been in Volt for almost 3 years.
Wow, that's quite a Volt dinosaur, aren't you? What is your job at Volt?
I am the co-lead of the European design team. I'm also the country lead of Volt Poland. And I am also active on the server team, which is responsible for our Volt Discord.
Okay, and now the last question in the profile. What is your favorite place in Europe, Julia?
Okay, that is a difficult question because there's a lot of really nice places in Europe. I think I would have to go with Berlin. It's the closest European capital, and it has a special place in my heart.
Yeah, I think I can definitely align with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on to the next part.
The three questions.
In which we will take a little bit more time to discuss some subjects in more depth.
Question number one.
You've been a member of Volt since the very beginning and have seen the European organization grow. How do you reflect on this time, and how has your work changed since then?
I like that question. I am very grateful for the fact that I've been in Volt almost since the very beginning. It's allowed me to see the growth of the movement, to be honest. At the beginning, we weren't that big of a movement. We definitely didn't have national teams that became parties. We didn't take part in elections. And being able to see the difference between how we were when I first joined to how absolutely expansive and diverse we are at the moment with national teams and local teams and all of these teams on the European level and the content we create and how well known we are, it's absolutely amazing to see. And it really makes one think, hey, this is actually possible. Like, we can really create change.
Yeah, that I absolutely agree with. And plus, you're in a really interesting position as a country lead Poland, as someone who lives in Germany and also gets to see many different city teams. What do you think? How do you think this experience, I don't want to say sets you apart from other Volters, but what do you think it brings you that helps you enrich your teams or help your teams grow a little bit more?
It definitely gives me the opportunity to see how other teams function. I have the benefit of also being an official member of Volt Germany because Volt Poland at the moment isn't a party and we're not legally registered anywhere. And I have the opportunity of not only attending general assemblies and seeing how the national level of Germany functions in a way, I also get to see how the local teams work because I've been actively attending events from the Berlin team and the Dresden team and even the Cottbus team. And that gives me the expertise to know in what direction Volt Poland can develop. Because at the moment, we are definitely a smaller party. Smaller group.
In Poland.
And we definitely have a long way to go. Yes, exactly, in Poland. but being able to see in what direction we can go to allows me to really make sure that we do grow as a team. Mm. It was also that second question of how has my work changed? My work has become more precise. At the beginning, we were a small movement, so to say. We really didn't have any major guidelines or rules or plans as to how we want to change Europe. We just wanted to change Europe. So having to lead a team in any way was very, very broad in the sense of we didn't really know in which direction we were going in. And right now, with seeing how we've grown and just the success that we've had, it's very, very obvious in what direction we're going. I can use, as I mentioned previously, the experience of other national teams to see how my national team can develop. And even on the European level, we've gained so much experience and knowledge over the few years that we know how to really improve our designs and just visual identity as well, and how we can really improve that and expand that for the future.
Question number two.
Let's maybe dive a little bit deeper into your country team, Poland, and the political context that you're in. So we can't talk about Polish politics without mentioning the latest women's rights protests and the far-right peace party's strong representation. In your opinion, why are these right or far right ideas so strongly represented in Poland?
That's an interesting question, and of course an important one. While I am no expert in regards to the political sciences of Poland, nor am I a historian who has the detailed knowledge of the intricate history of Poland, I can say that there are definitely two reasons why we do see a rise in these beliefs. The first would be a reaction to status quo. At the moment, we have two major parties in Poland, PiS and PO. PiS being the far-right ruling party that we see now, which has definitely gone far more extreme over the last few years, and PO being the center-right, more moderate party. And for a lot of people, this back and forth between those two parties was getting old and they wanted something new, and they reacted to that. A lot of young people, a lot of young men were searching for something they could identify with. And there was this connection to tradition and patriotism, even nationalism, these kind of sense of identity. And they found a community and just kind of a sense of belonging in far-right politics, in Konfederacja, which is the Confederate Party, which has strongly gained support and just has grown in recent years. So definitely a reaction to just simply the status quo and how things have been going. Another part has definitely been media, and we can really see how...
Polish or international media?
Polish media, specifically the largest television network, TVP, which is... the state media of Poland. Due to the fact that PiS is the ruling party, they have made use of that television network to spread propaganda. And it's an interesting phenomenon to see how strongly their support has really grown, mainly through the fact that they do have access to the largest television network of Poland and can spread whatever they want through that. And for many outside of Poland, it can seem funny or absurd that people would even believe the news that is being said and shared on that television network. But for a lot of people, it's the only television network they have, and they just take it for what it is.
That's crazy.
And you can really, really see how it influences people. And a lot of people that don't really have the option, nor do they really want to look into other sources. They just take what they see on that TV and they just take it as reality. And that really does shape the current situation of Poland, where you have so much support for these extreme beliefs. Though, as you did mention, the protests, there is still a large amount of people in opposition, which can very much be seen during the protests. It's interesting because this isn't the first time we've had these protests regarding abortion. I would say about 5 years ago were the first ones, the Black protests. And even I took part of them personally when I was still in high school. And those weren't as widespread as the ones going on now. And you can really see that these protests now aren't only about the anti-abortion laws that are being proposed. It's about the government. It's about everything that's been going on in Poland recently, just how extremely bad things have turned, and people are reacting to that. So there's this consistent top motive of reacting to just what's been happening, and at times it can be in the wrong direction with the far right support, but it can also be in what I would say the right direction, where people are gathering together and just saying, no, we can't handle this anymore, we won't let this continue happening.
You know, it's really super interesting and very I can relate a lot to what you're saying, because I've been quite a few times to Poland, to Wrocław, to Krakow. I have really, really good friends who live there. Mm-hmm. And something that I often noticed is that, or I had a feeling, I don't really have any statistics, but I had a feeling like the Polish society is very apolitical.
Oh, yes.
Do you have a feeling like this is changing? And maybe that brings me to the next question, which is Daniele's question.
Question number three.
Okay, so Julia, I definitely want to ask you, how are we going to expand in Poland, knowing all the challenges that are there with the reactionary government that you have to face, and the LGBT free zones that are there? We know it's a big, big, massive challenge, and I want to see what's your take on it.
That's definitely an important question, and one that I have also considered many a time, as the development of the Polish team has been a challenge. And I think one reason is definitely the aforementioned apoliticalness of a lot of people in Poland. There seems to be this, not necessarily disinterest, but distrust in politics, and where we see politicians be portrayed as not necessarily the best people in the world, and politics are seen as something evil and you shouldn't engage in them. I feel like that has, of course, changed very recently, where a lot of people have realized that no, politics is a very important part of our life and we have to engage in them. So for the longest time, I definitely did struggle to find people that were willing to engage in politics and to engage in the Polish team, because it was daunting. It was something that they weren't really used to, and a lot of people weren't willing to engage in something where they weren't sure that it was even something they should be doing. So I've definitely started looking for people interested in the Polish team outside of Poland, and I looked into expats, people who already knew of Volt in different countries but were Polish and wanted to engage in a team that was related to their motherland, basically. And that was definitely a good start to the team. And now we do have the capability of reaching out to Poland and finding people there who want to engage. And I do have to thank the Discord server for that, because we have found plenty, plenty of young Polish people who found us through the server, read about Volt. And yes, it's definitely amazing. And we have had quite an increase in people wanting to join the Polish team. And these are young people who definitely want to engage and are interested in politics. And I think that's where we see the difference in where this apoliticalness is suddenly disappearing, especially among young people, because they see what the issues are. They see that these two main parties aren't the solution, but neither is the far right. And I think that is also something that gives me hope for Volt in Poland, because in Daniela's question was, how do I feel about these reactionary kind of politics in Poland and these extreme beliefs? And in my opinion, Volt is the missing piece, because we have a huge amount of far-right parties and far-right support, and the only true opposition to that is very left-wing parties. And there are plenty of people who don't want to go in either direction. And at the moment, the only, I would say, moderate not as extreme party at the moment is the Green Party, which is very small. And they only now managed to get a few people in the parliament because they are so small and so unknown. So I feel like Volt is this missing piece where we allow people to engage in politics in a way that isn't extreme, that isn't either some kind of extreme left-wing belief or whatever violent reactionary beliefs that the current government has. So we offer this balance. We offer this ability to engage in politics and do something that we as citizens should be doing without the very, extreme, but like it is very extreme. So a more moderate approach to politics. And I think that's basically what Volt is all about. So I definitely find that we do have, there is hope for Volt Poland, that we do actually find the support and needed people to grow there and be prominent.
Yeah, and that is a very positive note to end the three questions with. Thank you so much, Julia, for your really, really insightful answers. I think that will be super interesting for many people to listen to.
Your favorite song.
Julia, as you know, every interviewee gets to choose a song that we add to our Volt Europa Spotify playlist. And you get to choose one. So what is your choice?
I have to go with, seeing that I am country leader of Volt Poland, I thought I would go with a Polish folk song, Hej Sokoły. While there are many variations of it, I did try and find one that was the most pleasant among the Spotify options. It's definitely very well known among Polish people and a very catchy song, so I hope that everyone will enjoy it.
All right, I am pretty sure they will.
The nomination!
And the next and last part of our podcast is the nomination. So every interviewee also gets to nominate the next interviewee who has to be from another gender and from another country team. So, Julia, who is your nominee?
My nomination for the next podcast is Vincent Busch. He is the co-lead of our Discord server team and from Volt Nederland.
All right. We'll be looking forward to listening to his podcast then, which Eileen will be probably moderating. So thank you so much, Julia, for being part of this episode. Thank you. I'm really happy that I got to talk to you again. It was really, really a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to following the development of the Polish team and of your work with the design team.
I am very excited to see how that develops as well. And thank you for having me. It was a wonderful experience. And I hope everyone enjoys the podcast. So
thank you also to all of our listeners who tuned in. You can find us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. And have a beautiful day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
That was
Calling Europe, a production of Volt Europa.